like showing it to
Mom. I'll let you in on a little secret. Contrary to what you might think, every fourth grader, and I mean every fourth grader, loves science. It's just a matter of presenting the subject effectively. A new interactive exhibit at the Natural History Museum of Utah presents the dramatic power of nature and examines how people can prepare for, and in some cases minimize, the impact of nature's fury. For Salt Lake City Fire Chief Kurt Cook, who was on hand for the sneak peek, the exhibit is a valuable look into disasters that should appeal to kids and adults alike.
Well, I think the exhibit is remarkable. It's such a wonderful opportunity for the kids to be able to see nature as it is and how powerful and how beautiful it can be and how destructive it also can be.
Chief Cook was one of the first responders when a freak tornado touched down in downtown Salt Lake in 1999.
And it certainly makes me reflect back on my experience in 1999 with the tornado that came through Salt Lake. Obviously, it's the only tornado that I've been a part of. And it's remarkable to look back now and think about that and see what's going on in contrast to more over in Oklahoma. And it's just devastating. You know, I heard today that there was over 13,000 homes that have been destroyed. And of course, the high life loss is just so traumatic. And it's really hard to understand sometimes just how powerful these things can be.
At Thursday's unveiling, University of Utah seismologist Catherine Whidden was on hand as well to talk about another natural phenomenon the exhibit features, and one that may have the most relevance for Utahns.
I'll talk about the Salt Lake segment of the Wasatch Fault, which is the most populated areas, and that's the one we worry about the most. It has a recurrence interval of about 1,200 years, and the last earthquake was 1,400 years ago. So we're kind of due, but it's still variable. It doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. It could not happen for another 500 years. We just don't know.
That prediction is one that worries Salt Lake Fire Chief Cook.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think any of us are prepared for what we may face in the result of a major earthquake. I'm certainly concerned, you know, for the residents of Salt Lake City, the county, the entire state for that matter, and the region. It would be such a major catastrophic event for this valley. We've got a lot of work to do as emergency responders to continue to prepare ourselves and to prepare the community for such an event.
One station at the new exhibit brought home for the visiting fourth graders what an earthquake might look like in the Salt Lake Valley. Here's Museum Executive Director Sarah George setting up the hands-on demonstration.
We have a great gallery activity where we, like the sediments in Salt Lake Valley, you create an earthquake by banging, and you can see how the sandy sediments become liquid. It's something to think about. We are filled with alluvial sand here, and the water table is not very low. And in a big earthquake, much of the valley is going to turn into liquid. And that is where a lot of damage happens.
Okay, let's have an earthquake. Go for it, guys.
The exhibit Nature Unleashed, Inside Natural Disasters, is on loan to the Natural History Museum of Utah from Chicago's renowned Field Museum. The exhibition, which opens on Saturday, will be open until early December. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.
Excellent.
And the people fell over.
Well, what happened to this guy?
He's